And we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to see all these people bringing their umbrellas, because that means it's not going to rain because you brought your umbrella. So we'll try that anyway. We'll see if it works, huh? I want to say that I'm thankful for a new roof. A bunch of the guys from the church put a new roof on our house last fall, and we don't have any leaks with all this rain. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? Praise God to be able to be dry. That's really a blessing. So I was thinking of that with all the rain we've had, and yet we're fine. God is good all the time. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this afternoon and this time together in your word. Lord, your word is the center of the way that you communicate with us, and you reveal yourself through the Holy Spirit living within us. And so, Lord, as we're dwelling on that theme this week, I pray your blessing upon this time. I pray you would bless John as he comes and brings to us the message you've laid on his heart, and that you would help us to have open and receptive hearts and minds and ears to receive the word, and that we would respond to it accordingly, the way that you speak it into our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that when we preach, you take those words and you interpret them into each individual's hearts in a different way. And so, Lord, we ask that you would do that today again this afternoon. Bless the children as they're gathered up on the hill. Wow, what a great group of young people up there, children, and the youth as they're gathered today. We have to remember that when we look at the number that's here in the tabernacle, it's multiplied because we have all of those other people worshiping together right now in the same time in different settings. So bless those activities as well. Guide and direct us as only you can do, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, John's no stranger. I'm sure that most of us know him and have known him. I've come to know him and appreciate him so much over the years. He's pastor of our United Fellowship of Reinholds Church, and going to ask John to come and share the word.
Well, good afternoon. It's good to see each of you. Only my vision is a little bit the way it is, so it'd be a little handier if you were a little closer. I'm glad to be here, and you know, I guess when speakers come sometimes at this point in the day, their stomachs are full, and their bodies are getting tired, and a good time for a nap. So I should understand, right? In preparing for the message, I looked back over some material that I had prepared in the past, and I came upon something I wrote. And I thought it would be appropriate to read. And there might be a good bit of reading in the message today, but I hope you can appreciate this. It was really good for me, and I hope it can be for you. It's entitled A Tribute to a Special Friend. A Tribute to a Special Friend. It seems as though I have known of this person all my life, and at first I did not care for him. He was far too frank for my liking. This was a long time ago, and I may not remember exactly how I felt, but I'm thinking my thought was that he really didn't care for me. It seemed to me he was always finding fault with me. As a young teenager, my opinion of him changed. It was during a time of spiritual and emotional struggle that he came through for me. That's when he introduced me to someone who changed my life entirely. And then he continued to come through with words of peace and assurance and in such a way that I've been a different person since that time. Since that time, I would say we have had and are having a growing relationship. Do not misunderstand me. There are times I still find him very frank and bold. Some of those times are when I do something I should not do, he lets me know in no uncertain terms. For instance, if in the heat of the moment I speak an unkind word or an inappropriate word, he lets me know. Or if I spoke down on someone, he would be quick to remind me an apology would be in order. As a matter of fact, our relationship is so close that I believe he knows what I am thinking. Like in the newspaper, when the department stores put in their full-color advertisements, he knows I'm not shopping for ladies' underwear and tells me to move on. He confronts me with the truth, even when it hurts. But it's my understanding that's what friends will do. Perhaps I'm sounding a bit negative in this tribute to my friend, so let me switch gears to tell you some of the positive things my friend has been involved in my life. He has helped me to understand God's word. I believe he had his hand in Erla and might be introduced to each other. Almost 3 years in New Mexico was a large part of his doing. I believe he was a large influence in the rearing of our family. I don't know if it's right of me to think of him as a matchmaker, but I do believe he partnered with our children in choosing their life companions. And Earl and I are trusting he'll continue to do it for the next generation. And I believe he is. I believe my friend worked it out that I would pastor at Hanstown, Moonshine, Stevens, and United Fellowship over the past 50 years. I don't have this in my note, but see, I'm a little confused. I don't know if I'm that good a pastor that I got to that many churches or if I'm that poor a pastor that I got to that many churches. And I know when we were looking for a house to move to in Lebanon County, he was very much this is good for me if it's not good for you. He was very much involved in the process of our finding a house where we would live. And a very special something was that he showed Erla, my wife, what that house would be before it ever happened. In the pastorate, he did some very special things as well. Like he has coordinated songs and sermons as well as Sunday school lessons and messages. He involved children at just the right time with just the right message. He has gotten me beside sick beds and death beds at just the right time. He used what, in my opinion, was an ill-prepared message to help someone. and he has done all that without my help. My friend is hopefully also a friend of yours. He has presents that he gives out. This has caused some trouble among his friends. When he has not given everyone the same present. In my understanding, however, he gives them out differently, not to cause problems, but that we might use these gifts for the good of each other. As I said before, I am still learning about my friend and hopefully continuing to grow in our relationship with each other. One of the places I still need to grow and have a better understanding is when my other friends who claim to be taking directions from this same special friend end up and have so many different directions. Maybe we misunderstood. It could be that my friend is not all that thrilled about this tribute because he knows his purpose is not to draw attention to himself, but rather to the one that sent him to us. By now, I hope you know my special friend and your special friend is the blessed Holy Spirit. Well, usually I get over being a little nervous after I get started, but maybe I got to get a little more started. Hosting the Holy Spirit. And I added something onto that. I added onto it, hosting the Holy Spirit 101. Now, you guys who went to college, you ladies who went to college, know that your 101 classes are sort of the beginning, right? You don't take psychology 101. You do take it 101 in your freshman year, maybe. And then hopefully you progress, and maybe in your senior year, it's 401. But you know, 101 is pretty important because it's basic. Because it's basic. And I know my Bible tells me and tells you as well, we need to move on from the basics, not just hang out there. But it doesn't tell us we should forget the basics. And I guess the direction I have to share is just 101. Some basic facts about the Holy Spirit from Scripture. I used another illustration. I thought you might like this. When I could run and jump, I played basketball. And in my beginning times in basketball, they stressed the fundamentals. Okay? And the thing that comes through in my mind is give and go. Does that sound familiar? Maybe they play basketball different now than they did then. But give and go. And the idea was pass the ball and then move. You know, try and get around your defender, get to an open spot, move. And you might get the ball back again, only to give it away again. Or maybe in your giving and going, you got the ball back and you had a shot and you took it. That's good, right? Give and go. Remember the basics. There's other things in basketball, but it was sort of fun for me to rehearse that. Maybe even the jumping and running was good. So often, when we consider the Holy Spirit, so often when I think of the Holy Spirit, I think of the extraordinary, the miraculous, the way out there. Oh, I believe in it. I believe in it. Don't forget the basics. Don't forget the basics. So here we go. Well, hey, they put enough batteries in for an hour, right? He's not saying yes or no. I was just rehearsing Barry Huffer's dad. Why can't I say his first name? Nelson was in the booth pretty often, right? And one time I sort of liked it, you know. If the sermon wasn't going fast enough, he could just turn up the speed. I guess he was listening to a tape. So we'll trust the guys in the sound booth. Number one, basic. Having placed your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, you are hosting the Holy Spirit. It's basic. Having placed your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, being saved, being converted, what's born again, what's the word you want to use? But you have entered into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by faith through grace. And when that happens, according to my Bible, the Holy Spirit enters your life. Let me just read it. It's stated positively in John 14, 16. I believe that was referenced in our prayer time this morning. John 14, verses 16 through 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Shall be in you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And if you don't have your Bible long and you're not turning with me, you're just going to have to wait on me. All right? I sort of, at our congregation, you know, it's easy to type the verse, the scripture in my notes and then just read it off, you know, when I get to it. And then the people don't turn to it if they have their Bibles along. So wait a little bit. So I'll give the reference. And I don't know. I hope it's all okay. If you have your Bible on the phone, that's okay. Just don't be playing Wordle right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And then a third one, and that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Stating it positively, right? Verses 21 and 22. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us in God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, I suppose Well, we are established in Christ, and the Spirit of God lives in us. And I just think that's so important, having placed your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. You are hosting the Holy Spirit. And then just one more on that, and this is stating it negatively. Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's pretty potent, I think. And so, one of the basics is, if you are trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, the finished work that he did on Calvary's cross in the resurrection, in the ascension, by faith, through grace, you are believing that. I believe the Holy Spirit is living in you. And that is a basic. And we can move on from that. But don't forget it. Don't forget it. And I want to be as positive again, but I pray too that the Lord would help me for, I'm a good forgetter. But sometimes I don't forget the things I should. But there's something that these two people have in common. A person who doesn't have any breath in them, all right? And a believer who doesn't have the Holy Spirit in them. You know what they have in common? They're both dead. Oh, man. I wouldn't mind hearing some amens, but go on. I believe it's true. And I am sharing it with you, not because it's my opinion, but the Word of God. The Holy Spirit lives within the hearts and lives of believers. And I will, this is one I thought maybe if I should forget, I wouldn't remember. But I am concerned sometimes when we ask the Holy Spirit to come. We ask the Holy Spirit to come. Is he a little bit insulted if he's already here? If he's already there? You know, I just have to think, I'm happy to have my daughter Eileen here this afternoon. She doesn't hear me preach too often. I mean, as a kid, she heard me preach pretty often, in more ways than one. But maybe I forgot. I invite Eileen and John and their family to our house. We're hosting them. Isn't that nice? Say amen, Eileen. And then we sit down. And then I say, oh, Erla, let's invite John and Eileen. And I go to the phone, John and Eileen, why don't you come down to our house? No, wait. They're there. They're there. I don't make too big a deal, all right? We can insult and grieve the Holy Spirit when we don't listen on him. I think we can grieve him and disappoint him when we don't recognize he is with us. Oh, you're not too exciting a group here. But I'm going to keep going because I got some time yet. And how much time do I have? And I'm not talking about the batteries given out. But I am so thankful that my hope is in Jesus. Not in my 50 plus years of ministry, not in anything good that I've done. My hope is in Jesus. How'd you get here, John? Only by the grace of God. All right. The Holy Spirit gives gifts individually according to His will. Thanks, Chuck. But listen to it from the Word of God, the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And probably you're familiar because it talks a lot in that chapter about the gifts of the Spirit. But again, keep in mind the Holy Spirit gives gifts individually according to His will. 1 Corinthians 12, 7, and here's a little bit of an extended passage, 7 through 11. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecies, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He wills. Romans 12. Six through the first part of 9. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that soweth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation. And I guess I like that passage because it not only describes some of the gifts, but it tells you how to use them. And then Ephesians 4:8. And if you're not conscious how slow I'm going, I sure am in getting to the passage. But Ephesians 4:8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. We'll talk a little more about it. And, you know, this is 101, right? There's more to know about gifts. But I'll let another professor take it on. Or study it in 401. It's important. I'm not trying to minimize it, but I am trying to. The emphasis of the message is basic hosting of the Holy Spirit. The purpose for the giving of gifts, Ephesians 4, 12a. Ephesians 4 and the first part of 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why are these gifts given severally? individually for these purposes. The perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ. And then I would go back, and we won't turn there again, but 1 Corinthians 12:7. Why? For that we all might profit by it. That we all might profit by it. And I believe the English Standard Version says it this way, for the common good. Why has the Holy Spirit given gifts individually according to his will? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so that we might all prosper, that we might all profit. You know what profit is, right? It's when you subtract the expenses from the income and there's something left over. That's profit. That's good. That's good. And these gifts are given for the good of the body of Christ. Well, hey, for the fruit, another basic, okay? The fruit of the Spirit is manifested in the life of believers. The fruit of the Spirit is manifested in the life of believers. Galatians 5. And I believe while the gifts are given individually and specifically, the fruit belongs to all those who are hosting the Holy Spirit. What are they? Well, let me get it right. A man who was preaching for so long ought to be able to say it by memory, right? 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. And that should be being manifested in each of our lives. I'm going to share an opinion, okay? This is an opinion. I'm not going to give you a reference. It's my opinion. And I'd be interested to hear what you think. But have you ever heard, have you ever heard when somebody shared a testimony of their salvation experience, they said, man, I felt bad after that. I felt heavy and angry and sad. Did you ever hear that? Neither did I. Oh, I heard lots of stories. Light as a feather. Happy. Love. Peace. My opinion. Okay? Could it be when we chose to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that what we are experiencing is the Holy Spirit moving in? Love, joy, peace, all that good stuff. He's moving his furniture in. Oh, no, fruit. Fruit is to be manifested, you know, not just to be enjoyed in yourself, but it dare be enjoyed in yourself. And you know what? And I think we've heard it too. People who have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, they're kind of nice people to be around. And I think that's what I heard Tim Valentino saying on Monday night. in this world of chaos, in this world of so much that I don't give my blessing to, live your life. Live your life exemplifying the fruit of the Spirit. And it will make a difference. And some of us, you know, can I go back to the basketball analogy? Do any of you know about basketball? Yeah, good. Well, I don't know. Couldn't you guys run or jump? You know, there's the thing called a layup. It's not a difficult shot, but I was able to miss some of them too. But it, you know, you're close to the basket, you're running up, and you just toss the ball up a little bit and it's in the basket. 2 points. 2 points. Now, this, I don't think this was when I could run and jump. But there's this big circle or semicircle out here, right? On the court. And if you shoot the ball from out there and it goes through the hoop, you get 3 points. That's good. But you know what? You can win a basketball game with just layups. You just need to have more of them than the team that has the 3 points. You know what I'm saying? And I think love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, they're layups. They're layups. Sometimes they're pretty challenging layups, right? But they're layups. My wife often, I say often enough that I remember, in her prayers will pray and thank God for the Christian way of life. For the Christian way of life. Well, I'm getting close to the end, and the batteries are still working. I hope you can stand my humor. I hope you find it humorous. But I don't want you to go home and miss this point, because it's basic. As a believer in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are hosting the Holy Spirit. And this is the challenge. What kind of host or hostess are you? I'm going to conclude by reading a passage of Scripture, and it comes from the Bible. But I use Our Daily Bread pretty faithfully in the mornings, and I think it might have been one day last week, I'm not sure. But Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and I just thought it lended itself to a good conclusion to what I hope the Holy Spirit could minister to your hearts something. And I'm reading it from the NIV. And if you don't have that and can't follow after, just listen. Sometimes I'd encourage you to listen from your translation, whatever you're using. But I know when I do that, then I try and, that's just this way of saying that. You know what I mean? I'd like you to hear the words. Hear the words. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle to toward everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. How does Tim say it? The word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I am thankful for this opportunity to share these words with this group of people. But I'm even more thankful, Father, that Your Holy Spirit can minister what each heart stands in need of. And so I say thank You and pray, God, that You would just get honor and glory to Your name, because You're worthy of it all. And we surely do say thank You for all that we have received from Your hand, and all that we have received from Your hand through Your blessed Holy Spirit who lives in us. Amen.
Thank you, John. What a challenge. The basics. You didn't talk about dunking the basketball, though, John. I'm not sure. Oh, God is so good. And thank you for what you shared this afternoon. This evening, we're planning to, again, gather here. Actually, 6 o'clock prayer time up outside of the Redwood at the canopy up there, and 7 o'clock here with Tim Valentino again, and Hawnstown is leading the worship tonight. I'm enjoying the fact that there are different congregations are leading different nights. It's just, I love to see the variety of our talents, of our people as they share. Tomorrow morning, the first time for this week, coffee on the deck. So if you're a early riser, between 8 and 10 o'clock, they're going to have coffee. It's called coffee on the deck. It's not called breakfast on the deck. There's not going to be any home fries and all that stuff, but there will be a few things, and time of fellowship especially. So encourage those of you staying on the campus to join us there on the deck. It's wonderful we have that space to use, and so, and in the morning it should be nice and breezy on the deck tomorrow morning, supposedly, anyway, that's what the forecast sounds like. So good time to gather together in fellowship with coffee, and if you're not a coffee drinker, Rick, there probably will be tea and hot chocolate and you know, some other options. So, how can you not drink coffee? Whatever. You see, that's our likes and our dislikes again, isn't it? It's like kind of like focusing on one of the gifts of the Spirit and then, you know, ignoring the other ones. No, they're all there, given to us for our profit as a whole, as a body. So look forward to sharing throughout the remainder of the day and the days to come. So God bless. You're dismissed.